Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Now, let me just start by saying, admittedly, I'm hyped right now. I'm hyped, I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to run my mouth. I hope you guys are ready to listen. So do you remember that old adage, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? Oh, I was reminded of that today. And the reason why, and let me give you a little background, is because my father, he is really into watches, right? He loves watches. He's a member of all of these different watch subscription services. And so he decided, after looking at all these different YouTube channels, that he wanted to create his own YouTube channel. He said, hey, I think I could do that. I think I could do some watch reviews or some watch unboxings. And at first I thought that he was just kidding and he might let it go, but then he brought it back up, and me being the encourager that I am, I said, okay, let's do it. I'll help you out, of course. I'll record you and do all of that for you, right? So he creates his channel, we record his video, he puts it up, he puts it out there. He does a great job. I start sending it to some people because he's so modest, and this is so out of his element and out of his comfort zone that he's not sending it to anyone. And he feels like he needs to wait until he has more content, more videos. And so I start sending it to people. And when I'm saying sending it to people, it's not strangers, it's friends and family. I'm sending it to people that know him, thinking that they would be proud of him, a little bit amused by it maybe, because my dad does have a good personality, but nonetheless excited for him and encouraging. But to my surprise, quite a few people have something negative to say, or feedback, their constructive feedback. Actually, let me take that back. It's not negative, it's just their two cents, their thoughts, their opinions, and their constructive feedback, as if someone asked for it. Nobody asked. I didn't ask. I never once said, hey, watch this video and tell me what you think. I just said, check it out, check him out, comment, like, and subscribe. Now, this relates to all of us, because sometimes we get into a position, or we're in a space in our life, where it is so much easier for us to point out the negative with what someone else is doing before we take a step back and evaluate, one, did they ask us? Two, is that really what they need right now? Do they need my commentary? Do they need my suggestions? Probably not. Now, this is a man in his 50s on YouTube. This is not his world. This is not his space. So I give him credit for stepping outside of his comfort zone, having an idea, following through with it, doing the work that needs to be done to executing it, and then putting it out there into the world for consumption. That's more than most of these people who had something to say can say for themselves. They would never do something like that. Many people would never do something like that. They would not expose themselves like that. So to me, I think, hey, why not champion someone that is putting themselves out there and trying something new and trying something different? Why not say, yes, that was great. I can't wait to see more. Because anybody that starts something new for them, that starts something that's not familiar to them, there will be a learning curve. There will be a growth process. You have to give them time to get better. You have to give yourself time to get better. You cannot be too hard on yourself in the first place. And one of the things that I did mention to him, now that I remember, when we first finished editing the video and he put it up, I said, now, remember, people are going to have something to say, because that's how they operate. But I don't want you to listen to anything that anybody has to say in these moments. Live in your happy and your feeling of accomplishment for what you've done. Don't allow them to bring you down, bring down your joy, bring down your shine. Because man, you guys should have seen the smile on my dad's face when he was completed with uploading this first video. He was so happy with himself. He was happy with the finished product. He was just happy. because like I said, this is something he's never done before. So I told him, don't let anyone take that shine away from you because people will try. Now, this will be people who have never done what you are doing right now, but they will tell you how to do it as though they are an expert in that space. And that happens to us every day, right? People trying to tell us what to do and how to do things that they've never done. Sometimes it's simply because other people can't stand to see you happy, to see you making progress, what they feel is progress, and to see you potentially surpassing your fears and things that may hold you back because they're stuck in a place of complacency. They're stuck in a place where they're allowing their fears to hold them back. But that has nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing to do with you. So there's two sides of this coin. You can either be the person that needs to heed the advice. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Or you can be the person on the other side that remembers that people have feelings and people are trying their best every day. So just be supportive of what the people around you are doing. They don't always need your criticism and your critiques. And it may not be the time, especially when someone's just getting started. Give them a chance to start. Give them a chance to grow. Give yourself a chance to start. Give yourself a chance to grow. And don't worry about what other people have to say because they will always have something to say. So before you run off and get your week started and venture out into your journey of greatness, hang out with me for just a minute longer because I feel like we need to have a moment of truth. I need to disclose some things to you guys. So maybe about 2 months ago, I posted a section on the homepage of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit website. And it was a section where you could book your Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy session. Now, you might have heard me mention it maybe like once or twice on this podcast. And this is where I need to be honest with you guys. Number one, I posted it just out of feeling like I should offer myself up to you guys for 60-minute Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions, just in case you needed the help, in case you needed the assist. Like, I've been through it. I've made my own Switch, Pivot, or Quit, so I know all about it. I know what it takes. I know what it looks like. I know the work that you have to put in to make a Switch, Pivot, or Quit. But if I'm really being honest with you, when I posted that, I obviously didn't have intentions of fully opening myself up on a day-to-day basis, or even a regular basis, let's say maybe even a weekly basis, to assist you personally in your journey. Obviously, we hang out here on the podcast and I assist you here, but I wasn't really opening up myself and my time to assist you personally, because if I was, I would have told you about it more. I would have shared about it more. I would have let you know that it was available. And just like everyone else, sometimes I can be, you know, stretched thin. I do have multiple projects that I can be working on at any given point in time. But the reason I wanted to speak to you today about this is because it's not fair to you. I've seen you guys come up in the DMs. You've emailed me separately. You've responded to the weekly emails that go out from Switch, Pivot, or Quit. And I hear you. I see that you're having your hangups, your troubles, you're facing challenging points in your life where you do feel like you need to switch, pivot, or quit. And we've been talking in those spaces offline, but now I realize you need me and I need to be there for you. I need to open myself up, I need to make the time, and I need to be there for you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So this is the start of it. This is the first part, is me being honest with you guys and letting you know that although I've had these 60-minute SPQ sessions available, I obviously wasn't dedicated to it enough to tell you about it so that you could book the appointment. And quite honestly, I didn't know if you really, 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 really needed it. But now I realize you do. So I want to be there for you. And my giving to you in starting this process is the first 5 people that email switchpivotorquit@gmail.com, the first 5 people that email, I will give you a complimentary session. First 5 people to email switchpivotorquit@gmail.com, you'll get a complimentary session. You can put complimentary session in your subject line, because I am absolutely committed to helping you through this switch, pivot, or quit process, through your plot twist. I'm absolutely committed to helping you. I just didn't realize that you fully needed the help and that I needed to let you know that I'm here and I'm available. So this is me doing this now. This is me making the absolute time for you. This is me carving out the time for you out of my schedule and welcoming you in so that you can be the best that you can be on your journey to making your switch, pivot, or quit. And I want to see results. I want to help you. I want to help you get on the other side of the change that you want to see. So let's do it. Let's make it happen. This is my introductory gift to you. Because I haven't been there for you like I feel like I really should have been. So this will start it off, and moving forward from this point on, I will tell you more about what's available with the Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions, and we'll just be in this thing together. So first 5 people to email switchpivotorquit@gmail.com, get a complimentary session, and we'll just take it from there. Thank you so much for hanging out with me as always. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for just your willingness to grow yourself and expand personally and professionally. And as always, keep killing it.